Well, for best 5 minutes of the day, again, you know the usual routine with Jason, but he's away, so sharing a devotion this morning from Brennan Manning's The Ragamuffin Gospel. He's got a devotion in back called the Spiritual Mercies Retreat. 19 mercies, actually. We gave you number 2 yesterday. Don't wait. Today is called Jesus Wants to Enter into a Deep Friendship with You. And a scripture passage to check out is Luke 19, 1 through 10. We can do that. You're on WWIB. I think about Luke 18 is pretty well known in terms of the parable of the persistent widow. But what about Luke 19, 1 through 10 in the NIV? It reads like this. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he couldn't see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He's gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I've cheated anybody of anything, I'll pay back 4 times the amount." Verse 9, Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." So here's the devotional thought based on that from Brennan. If you grew up in Sunday school, you remember the story of Jesus calling a runt of a man named Zacchaeus down from a tree with the news, "Zacchaeus, I want to have dinner in your house today." In the Jewish tradition, to say, "I want to have dinner with you," means I want to enter into deep friendship with you, or into friendship with you. Even today, an Orthodox Jew will not invite you to his home to dinner unless he wants to enter into friendship or deepen an already existing friendship. It's a very sacred encounter. That's good to recall, by the way, every time you receive communion. He says, Jesus wants to enter into deep friendship with you, or he's inviting you to the table. Zacchaeus, as you also might remember, was a greedy, disrespected lowlife. He collected taxes for Rome from his own people and kept a kickback for himself. By his enthusiastic response to Jesus, we can guess he didn't get invited to deeper friendship very often. When Peter wrings his hand over Jesus' unfortunate social choice, Jesus reminds him, and us too, of his mission. He says, "I didn't come to call the just, I came to call sinners." Luke 19:10. Final paragraph. The gospel is not for the good guys with the white hats. It's for poor, weak, sinful men and women with hereditary faults and limited talents. People like you, people like me. And on Judgment Day, our lives will be measured solely in terms of our personal relationship with the risen Jesus. The Lord is going to ask each of us a question that'll encompass all other questions. Did you believe that I loved you? That I desired you? That I waited for you day after day? Closing quote from Carl Rayner says, "May you alone enlighten me. You alone speak to me. May all that I know apart from you be nothing more than a chance traveling companion on the journey toward you." Yes, may the Lord be our one thing today. May our lives be all about him. All right, so close. The eve of One Fest. Don't you love the eve of things?
Indeed.
Yeah.
One Fest Eve should be a holiday.
There you go. We've already heard from 6 different listeners this morning, so it's been busy the first 90 minutes of the WIB Wake Up Show. From Kay in Ladysmith to Rick in Rice Lake to Amanda in Rice Lake. Also a woman who had a heart attack 2 years ago who says CCM Music and a lot of the artists who will be at One Fest have helped bring her back. Crystal and Sheldon and Joan as well. So answering the question, what would it mean to you to win tickets to One Fest? If you were able to go, who would you take? And so let's get another listener before Mac Powell this morning.
What winning a pair of One Fest tickets would mean to me? It would mean that I would get to spend some quality time with my granddaughter who was actually going, and we could enjoy Christian music together. And actually, we've reconnected again, and we share things that we listen to on the Wake Up Morning Show and WWIB. So it would mean a lot, and it to me as to be gifted of a pair of tickets. And then also, I like to pay forward things, too. So if I would win, I would do other some things for somebody to pay it forward. Thanks so much for your giveaway, even if I don't win.
So many great heart-tugging stories, Caleb, throughout the morning. And again, the random drawing, 8:45. We'll tell you who's going to One Fest.
The WIB Wake Up Show, Caleb and Havel with you on WWIB, where we are family. And of course, we're one day away from OneFest 2022. Cannot wait. And kind of a hot ticket, literally speaking here, Havel, this morning, is that we're giving away a final pair of OneFest tickets, courtesy of our friends from Barron. Steven from Barron had sent us two full event adult tickets with reserved seating and parking pass.
Nice.
Said, I'm not able to use them. Could you bless someone else? And so I was communicating a little bit with him by email last night and saying, hey, we're giving these away this morning, and we're having people share what it would mean to them to be able to go to OneFest. He was super stoked about that. He's an avid listener and was really excited that, again, his gifts could bless someone else. But I want to put it out there because, again, we've heard from so many folks already saying, I'd love to go, but there's just, again, things are tight for a lot of people, and financially I'm not able to make it. But I'm on the OneFest email list, as many of you probably are as well. And so if you looked at that email that came late last night, they mentioned that they still actually need some volunteers for Saturday. Now, volunteering means they're not going to overwork you, but again, they need a village. They need an army of volunteers to make an event of the scale of OneFest happen. And if you volunteer, you get in for free. You get a t-shirt as well. So they treat their volunteers very, very well. So again, you can check out volunteering1-fest.com and are easily able to get in on that volunteering opportunity for Saturday. Get in for free, get a t-shirt. So again, just want to put that out there for anybody who might be saying, hey, I really want to win, but if I don't win, what am I going to do? Here's an opportunity.
Mm-hmm. So we are going to hear from more of you, the voicemails you've left us at 715-396-1670, saying what it would mean for you to win tickets to OneFest.
Hi, this is Sandra. For me, winning tickets to go to OneFest would mean taking a friend who's never been and being able to enjoy the camaraderie of enjoying some beautiful worship music with a lot of other believers and just worshiping the Lord and enjoying the beautiful weather in God's creation. So thank you so much for this opportunity to enter the drawing. God bless. Thank you.
Thank you, Sandra. And she called 715-396-1670, as did Shelley.
Yes, I am calling because I would love to, it would mean the world to me to be able to take my daughter, Gabriella, to OneFest this weekend for her birthday. I don't get a whole lot of time off of work, and I was able to get the time off, so I just need the tickets. Thank you, and best of luck to everyone.
There we go. So a lot of different entries, Caleb.
Yeah, can't wait again for 845 to bless someone. And again, we'd still love to hear from you at 715-396-1670. 715-396-1670. A short voicemail is more than fine, but just tell us, what would it mean for you if you were to win these tickets to be able to go to OneFest? Well, the WIB Wake Up Show is broadcasting live from OneFest tomorrow morning. Cannot wait for that. And again, we've been building up to this for months and months. But if you happen to be streaming us live at WWIB.com and you're in the area of Tacoma, Washington, and can't make it over for OneFest here in Wisconsin, maybe you want to attend one of the most unusual festivals in these great United States, Havel.
Yeah, Slugfest. Now, at first I thought, so people just kind of slug each other in the arm? Or
like we used to do
this
when we were teenagers, yeah, too, where it's like, oh yeah, let's just hit each other in the arm until one of us begs off.
Isn't there something like you see a Volkswagen Bug?
Slug bug?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Slugfest is not related to hitting anyone, thankfully.
Yeah. It has to do with the slug, right?
A celebration of slugs. It happens this weekend at Tacoma, Washington. Attend and learn to see the world through a slug's perspective.
Huh.
Here's the thing. If you have like a really rapidly paced life and a lot of stress, maybe you want to start seeing the world through a slug's perspective and just slow down and take everything easy.
You know what the theme is?
No.
May the slime be with you.
I love that. You can do slug crafts. You can wear your own tentacles to become a slug for the weekend and participate in human slug races and more. Tacoma, Washington this weekend.
But we think that you are opting more for OneFest here at the fairgrounds in Chippewa Falls.
I would guess.
Now, with the gates opening at 3 tomorrow and the Eagle Brook Worship Band starting at 4:30, Musically, Maddie Ray at 6, Sidewalk Prophets at 7:30, and Crowder. So many pumped for Crowder tomorrow night at 9. Here's another listener who'd love to be there.
Hi, Mark. This is Mike from La Crosse. If I could get OneFest tickets, which I could have won yesterday, or the day before with that pricing, because I did figure out it was 6:30, but I wasn't able to call in. But if I could get One Fest tickets, I would take my adopted mom, Belva, to One Fest, where she would have a great time, because I had such a great time last year seeing all the different bands and getting to meet Jason Gray. I would love to be able to go this year and meet Matt Powell and Matthew West. But, you know, if I don't get the tickets, then, you know, I ain't going to be able to go. But, you know, hopefully next year. But I would really love to win the tickets so I could go this weekend and see Crowder and all those other different bands. So, all right. God bless. Have a good day.
All right. There you go. Great call.
Yeah, and again, you can call in, too. We're doing the drawing at about 8:45, so 715-396-1670, 396-1670. And just let us know in a short voicemail, what would it mean to you to win One Fest tickets for yourself or to give away? And we'll do a random drawing at 8:45.
Well, family dinners. I got to say, as our kids get older, between the ages of 17 and 22, and we've got like a duplex we turned into a single family. I mean, you know, family dinners are fewer and further between, although Grace is back now, Caleb, and we're kind of celebrating her July 11th birthday today. So
wonderful.
That's going to be some, it's going to include like different food items she missed, including, she says, mushrooms. So anyhow, that's tonight. But this study says 6 in 10 parents text their kids when dinner's ready.
Yeah. See, my kids aren't old enough to have phones, but mm-hmm. I could understand maybe you're in different parts of the house or different parts of the city and just letting them know. I mean, because we've heard about, again, the classic, like the dinner bell, a dinner gong or whatever mm-hmm. from farms back in the day. So maybe it's just the text alert notification saying, hey, get down here.
Or just yelling, dinner, supper's ready.
But I mean, 6 in 10, 59% more accurately. But again, almost 60% of parents saying, yeah, just I don't call the kids. And maybe they want to save their voices and don't want to yell from one end of the house to the other. But yeah, it's the world we live in, I guess.
Another part of the study I'm not thrilled with finds that the average kid receives their first smartphone not when they become a teenager or 12 or 11, but 10 years old.
This is a whole potential, I think, interesting topic at some point. At what age is a kid old enough for a smartphone?
Yeah.
And then there's this thing like, oh, well, give them a phone when they get their driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that. If they ever get stuck. But then there's the whole other side. You want that phone as far away from them as possible while they're actually driving.
That's true. That's true.
So, yeah.
And again, they're getting them a lot sooner than that. But then you can have like the basic track phone versus the smartphone. So, all right. Hey, somebody's going to win tickets for One Fest from us before the end of this hour on the WIB Wake Up Show. We've been asking over the last couple of days, what would it mean for you to go to One Fest? You're responding at 715-396-1670.
Howdy. It's Oliver from Eau Claire. So, thanks to you guys, I've already won 2 One Fest tickets, I think. And so, if I got 2 more One Fest tickets, I have 2 friends who are in my band who would love to go to One Fest. They just don't have tickets yet. So, that's what I would do with 2 tickets. Just, yeah.
Does Oliver have a band?
My man, Oliver, he has a band. And Oliver is a frequent texter on the listener line at 396-1670 and likes requesting songs. And I didn't know he has a band.
Oliver could be like a guest host if one of us is gone.
Yeah, 13 years old. And yeah, he won the Price is Close Enough yesterday. So great job, Oliver. And yeah, I want to hear your band, man.
Well, One Fest is tomorrow. This is the eve. We've been getting pumped all morning, and we've got some tickets to give away shortly. We've been asking over the last couple of days what would it mean for you to be there. And a thrilling opportunity here because the longtime lead singer of Third Day and the Saturday night artist performing at One Fest, Mac Powell, on the line with us. Mark and Caleb here, WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. Mac, good morning.
Man, good morning to you guys. So excited to talk with you. So excited about coming up there to play some music with y'all. And, yeah, we're going to have a blast.
Where are we catching up to you this morning? Where are you at?
I'm actually home today, which is the first time that I've been home in a long time. But that's all good. I've been out on the road on vacation for a couple of weeks and doing shows within that time as well. And got back from California late last night. My anniversary was yesterday. My wife and I celebrated 26 years of
Congratulations.
Marriage.
Yeah.
And, yeah, got to go out to dinner with her. And then so tonight, get on the bus at midnight and head to Tennessee, do a festival there, and then on up to Wisconsin to see you guys.
Very good. On Saturday, Caleb.
Mac, we're going to do something in just a moment called Rapid Fire so folks can get to know you a little bit more. But first, I'm just curious because, again, you mentioned California, Tennessee, going all over the place. What does Wisconsin mean to you when we're talking like word association, name association? When you think Wisconsin, what's the first thing that pops into Mac Powell's head?
Well, there's two things. The first thing is beauty, because the first time I ever went to Wisconsin, my wife and I, her sister went to school in Ashland, Wisconsin, Northland. And so we drove up, we rented an RV and drove up from Atlanta to Wisconsin. And I'd never really, I'd been to Wisconsin, but it was kind of flying in and flying back out for shows. And being able to see the countryside in Wisconsin, it was so beautiful. It was in the fall and just an amazing memory that I'll always have. And the second thing of Wisconsin I think about is Danny Gokey.
There you go.
He's from Wisconsin, and he's all about Wisconsin. So Danny Gokey is the second thought.
Cool.
There you go. Love it. Mac Powell joining us here on the WIB Wake Up Show. He is 7 p.m. Saturday night at One Fest. Cannot wait for that. And we might at the WIB booth just have some meet and greets so that you can meet Mac as well, too. If you come over and see us, we'll give you an opportunity to play for that. But first, we warned you about this, Mac. We put 60 seconds on the clock. We call this rapid fire. It's a bunch of get-to-know-you questions, all of which can be answered in a few words or less. Are you ready, sir?
Yes. I know the questions will be rapid fire. I'm not promising that the answers will be rapid fire.
There you go.
Here we go.
All right. What's your favorite place to vacation?
Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. The beach.
What's the last book you read?
Besides the Bible, I'm reading now a book by John Krakow, and it's called Under the Banner of Heaven.
Have you ever had a nickname, and if so, what was it?
Well, my first and middle name are Johnny Mac, and so people call me, you know, sometimes I go by Johnny Mac or Mac Daddy, and also my band on the road calls me Boss Hog or Boss or Hog for short.
There you go. 20 degrees below zero or 90 and really humid?
Oh, 90 and really humid. That's how I can breathe. I got to have humidity.
What is the best breakfast food?
Bacon.
Who is your favorite superhero?
Batman, by far, number one.
And finally, if you had a day off, what's the first thing you'd do?
Lay out by the pool.
There you go. That's Mac Powell doing
in the 90 degree weather with humidity. That's what I would do.
When I was thinking, Mac, as well, too, when you came and visited Wisconsin, you came at a beautiful time. Again, you're going to see it in summer. Summer is beautiful. In the fall, the foliage is beautiful. But, yeah, if you need the humidity, maybe don't come in January. Uh-huh. That might be a time to
I'm not gonna do that.
So many people looking forward to you with the Third Day Association over the years. But also, New Creation was one of our gift offers here recently from our nonprofit corporation. And really impressed. So many great songs that some of the Mac Powell fans, I think, are just getting acquainted with, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the record's been out for a few months. It's my first solo Christian release, and had a great time making it. I thought it was going to be out at the end of 20, but COVID kind of threw a little curveball. But it helped me to have a little bit more time to make more songs and to write with more people and develop the song ideas I had. So it really turned out for the best for everybody. And I know everybody, you know, when you have an artist, you're never going to have an artist come on the air and go, yeah, the record's okay. Of course, the artist is going to be excited about it. You don't put it out unless you want people to hear it. And, I think there's going to be, when people see me in concert, I think everybody's wondering, is he ever going to do any Third Day songs? Yes. I mean, about a third of my show is Third Day songs. A third of it is new songs from the new record. And a third of it is worship songs and cover songs and hymns and things like that. So it's a good, as far as live, it's a good combination of you know, you get some old school and some new school as well.
Will you tell us, you don't have to, but are you willing to tell us 7 p.m. Saturday night at One Fest what that first song is going to be in the set?
Yeah, you know what? I think it's probably going to be Soul on Fire.
Mm.
That's what we've been starting with lately. We're thinking about changing it up and maybe starting with River of Life, the last single, the first single from the new record from New Creation.
Love it.
I know I'll play New Creation probably second. Yeah, I don't remember how long a set I have, but and some of that is determined by the time. But yeah, probably going to be Soul on Fire.
Well, we're going to have both of those songs before the end of the show. So, Mac, thank you so much for giving us a few minutes. We can't wait. Can you close out and just kind of make the pitch for people who don't have tickets yet? Give them the big Mac Powell invitation to One Fest this weekend in Chippewa Falls.
Guys, there's going to be some great music in Chippewa Falls this weekend. You got to come see us. It's going to be me and Matthew West and David Crowder and a bunch of great friends of ours. We're going to give you everything we got. It's going to be Saturday night. You know, we're going to give you the best music that we possibly can, give you our hearts, the messages that are on our hearts, and we would love for you guys to come out to One Fest.
He's one of the best. Mac Powell, longtime lead singer of Third Day and continuing on in a solo career that's outstanding, top-notch. Mac Powell, don't miss him. Saturday night at 7, One Fest. Mac, thanks so much for joining us on short notice this morning.
Man, blessings to you guys, and it was great to be on with you anytime. I'll accept the invitation.
Fantastic. Well, we have your number now, so we're going to hold you to that. Thank you, Mac.
There's new emojis coming out, so we can text you. So. Thank you, Mac.
The new co-host.